Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Card, another one of our sponsors, automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned.
That's wow.
Right. As good as it sounds, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and this is the way sports talk should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You will not be disappointed. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? And I will say for the people of New York, at least half the city breathed a sigh of relief today, Chris, because Aaron Judge slid awkwardly into third base and looked like he injured his wrist. He immediately went to the back, trainer's room. Everybody was panicked, thinking, oh, my God, he's all right. He finished the game, got a hit. Everybody's okay.
What was it?
He just kind of landed awkwardly, you know what I mean? But it wasn't broken or anything. He continued to play and got a hit, so it didn't even swell up or anything. So
okay,
everything is good. There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving us that update.
Well, I just gave you a New York update.
It is great. No, but it's great for baseball. I mean, he's absolutely one of the faces of baseball. I mean, I guess, is it fair to say, is Shohei Ohtani the face of baseball now?
I still don't think so. And that's a conversation we'll
that's
have.
That's a segment. We need to do that one
we'll
day.
We'll do
too
that.
Soon,
and
bro.
I feel like he is,
but we definitely need to do it. Yeah,
I think his team has to be relevant, Chris, for that to really factor. He's not there yet, but that's
fair.
That's,
but he sure is relevant. But yep, we'll get into that. That'll be good. We won't be taking calls again today because of our new studio. So when we get back and get things fixed with the new studio and we can take calls, that'll definitely be a topic, right?
Is this affecting Jason Smith and Mike Harmon or no?
That'd be no.
out right now.
Okay, just ask it.
All right, we got our man Eddie House coming up at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion.
Chris didn't get it, but
what a great night. I got it. I just didn't think it was that funny.
Okay, thank
unusual
you.
For the show.
That was actually not bad.
That wasn't bad. We don't take calls. That's all I was saying. That's all.
Okay, all right. But there's more things, too. It's not just the calls. We're all getting used to the new digs. So, big night in the NBA, Rob. But let's start with the NFL. And what a, I mean, press conference for Aaron Rodgers, of course. He's traded to the Jets. Best quarterback ever to play for the Jets. And Rob, I mean, I'm off the top of my head. This just popped into my head. Best player ever to play for the Jets. Any objection there?
Well, the guy won four MVPs. Not just he won a Super Bowl, but he's a four-time MVP. Nobody who ever played in a Jets uniform.
Yeah.
I don't think was ever
I
MVP.
Ever had an MVP, alone, period. Yeah.
Yeah, let alone four. I don't think any Jet player won the NFL at an MVP.
Like I said, it just popped into my head. But, yeah, I don't think there's anybody that comes to mind. If Rob G, Alex, if you guys – well, Rob G.
Rob G, is there – I you know think Joe Namath somebody, never won MVP.
No, Namath was probably the best Jets player before Aaron Rodgers, or really Favre. I mean, I think Favre was better than Namath, so you'd say Favre.
But not,
but he was
not,
only
not
there
in
a, for
not
a minute.
In a, yeah, I would say yeah, that, but not in a Jets minute. Uniform because
yeah, the best
Joe
Jet
Namath won a Super Bowl,
Jets.
Right.
But all right. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers had a press conference today to welcome him to New York, and here's a little sound.
I'm here because I believe in this team. I believe in Coach Sala. I believe in the direction of Joe Douglas. Obviously, he's drafted really well. The Jets have an incredible, passionate fan base. I saw that last year at Lambeau. I think that's an exciting draw to this as well, as being a part of something special. I noticed walking in this morning that Super Bowl III trophy is looking a little lonely.
Rob, obviously, Aaron Rodgers knows how to handle himself in front of a microphone. But I got to say, he was great. I thought his press conference was fantastic. He was charming. He interacted well with the media. Said, you know, a lot. And
but not too much. He said the right amount.
Said the right stuff. And what surprised me, the biggest takeaway for me from the press conference, Rob, was that he openly embraced the challenge of coming here and winning a Super Bowl for the Jets. Like, he brought it up. You heard him right there say,
Super Bowl III trophy looking lonely.
Looked lonely, right. I'd say maybe two, three, four times he brought up winning a Super Bowl unsolicited. Wasn't like he was asked about it. He just brought it up. And Rob, I thought, you know, maybe he didn't necessarily want that challenge or at least that pressure put on him. Obviously, he wants to win a Super Bowl again. But I thought, you know, if you really are just like, I got to win another ring, that's my sole focus, I would have thought you push a little harder for San Francisco. But I got to give him credit, Rob. I thought he definitely didn't shy away from those expectations. I think he raised them, actually, because of how openly he talked about it. And like you said, saying the trophy from, I don't know, 50-some-odd years ago.
Right.
Looks lonely. I think you raised the stakes. So I thought he did a great job. And I like Rob. Now, you and I both have said we don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years. But I do like that he, you know, openly accepted that challenge and is going for it, at least from what he said today.
Well, I think you don't play this long and have the success that he's had. Of course, there's been disappointment, but he's won a Super Bowl before. He knows that they didn't make a trade for him just to come over and play the string out. So I think he handled it the right way. I'm not the savior, but I'm here to try to do what I can. I like that whole thing. He's not promising anything. He's not setting people up for something. He's here because he knows that they think he's the missing formula or the missing piece, And if they have better quarterback play with the young team and the defense that they have, they think they can compete. And that's really where you want to go in. I'm sure he wasn't happy with how the season worked out last year for the Packers. And he looks at it as a challenge. You don't, if you're going to play, I don't care who you are and how much money you make. If you're going to play, you want to win. When you don't want to win, then you should, that's when you should retire.
I agree with that. But he could have easily come there and been like, look, we got a lot of nice young pieces. The defense, we played them last year. They played well. The defense obviously is strong. I respect Coach Sala and obviously Nate Hackett. He's got a great relationship with. But, you know, we're young and we're building something. And I think we got some good pieces. And, you know, it may take a little time, hopefully not too much time.
He knows that he doesn't have that. He can't talk about a 3-year plan.
No, not 3 years, but he didn't have to mention the Super Bowls like he did. Would you agree with that?
I think he knew that that's why he's there. And if he would have omitted mentioning it rather than have them say, are you guys going to win a Super Bowl next year? He brought it up just so that he could say he's not on the hook for that question, Chris. Because if I was asking it, it would be, are you going to win a Super Bowl next year, Aaron, yes or no? That would be my question. And people right. used to ask me, I used to do it all the time in Detroit, right? Yes or no, Chris. And you say, that's a bad question, a yes or no answer. No, it's not. It's actually a good question.
If you asked me that, yeah, that's a great question to ask. I wouldn't answer it yes or no.
All right, but I'm saying, when I right. ask that, a lot of people will make a pick. And if you have to pick, no matter if you say yes or no, I'll have to ask you to follow up. Tell me why. I remember doing this to people all the time. Are the Tigers good enough to compete with the Yankees this season? Do you have enough pitching? Yes or no?
Okay, and that's one thing. That's different than are the Tigers going to win a World Series next
No, year. But I'm just saying I could throw it out there and people could say, yeah, we got a shot at doing it. And I'll say why or no. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah, no, I agree.
That's what I would ask.
I also think he, you know, as he's known to do, he was a little, he said, like you said, he said a lot, but not too much. And Josina Anderson, friend of the show, she asked him if he was going to be, you know, at OTAs, basically. And Rob, I thought he danced around it, and it was reminiscent of when he said, you know, a few years ago, that he had been immunized, you know, instead of vaccinated when he really hadn't been vaccinated. And she asked him about, you know, OTAs. He said, I'm going to be around. I want to hang out with the fellas, get to know people. I'm going to be in the facility. She said, does that mean you're going to be practicing, you know, or will you be at practice? He said, tomorrow, does tomorrow count? Like, but he didn't commit, Rob, to being at OTAs, but he did talk about, I'm going to be around, getting to know everybody. He didn't say he's not going to be there. He didn't say he is going to be there. It was slick, but he left himself a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, I don't know how you come to a new team. You're going to have to be around, and it doesn't mean he's going to be 40 years old. And so there'll be some stuff that he won't have to take part in because they're trying to preserve him and save him. But there's no way. You got to mingle with your teammates.
Well,
you gotta
I know that,
out.
But don't you think he needs to be at OTAs?
Yeah, I don't know how he won't be. I think he'll be there. I do.
If you're serious, and hey, look, like we said, he mentioned winning the Super Bowl. If you're serious about beating Mahomes and beating Burrow and beating Allen and Lamar Jackson, whoever else may be in your way in the AFC, I think you got to be there. I think all the other quarterbacks.
I just don't think that it's as big of a question. I think he'll be around, be there with them in OTAs. I don't know how much he'll take part, but I do believe he'll be there.
Oh, he should take part. He should be
there. I said I don't know how much he'll take part, but I do believe he'll be there.
No, he needs to be throwing. Last year they came on strong at the end. Part of the reason they started so slowly because he had no rapport with his receivers, new receivers. And so I think he's got to get in there and get some rapport with these guys. Great to, you know, mingle with them, of course, develop relationships with them. I'm sure they're all going to look up to him, Rob, and be excited, you know, to have him there. But you also got to get in a little work on the field. So I think he will, too, but he definitely didn't commit to it. probably a smart answer, left himself a little bit of wiggle room. But Aaron Rodgers today meets with the Jets. Probably, I thought he did very well in the press conference. A good start so far. And we will see, in a while. Now we got a long time to go before they actually start playing football. But we'll see what they do in the draft. They got to shore up that offensive line for Aaron Rodgers because he has a Super Bowl in his sights. Speaking of the trophy, the Lakers and the Grizzlies getting started in about 15 to 20 minutes. We'll talk Lakers in a moment. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Okay, get off the sweets. Get off.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Look, be sure, guys, not to miss Draft Night Live here on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, you'll have insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They'll be giving you pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's tomorrow, Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft, live on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage is presented by Chalk, that's C-H-O-Q, the reigning champion in natural men's health. So level up, guys, your strength, your energy, and your focus at CHOQ.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life, forever. CHOQ.com, code DRAFT.
And don't forget, we're only an hour Odd Couple tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and then the draft show. So we will get it in, Chris, for an hour before the guys take over and take people through the draft.
That's right, and we got Eddie House joining us in a few moments. But first, Rob, we got the Lakers and the Grizzlies about to get Game 5 started. Lakers looking to close them out. Win this series 4-1, that would be impressive, despite even if with the injury to Ja Morant, he missed one game. They did win that game, and Ja has been there essentially the entire series, and the Lakers still have control. What do you expect to see tonight, Rob? Do you think the Lakers close them out, or Memphis lives to see another day?
I think Memphis blows them out.
Wow. And, blowout.
Yeah. I mean, a double-digit win at home, their season on the line. You know, they took the Lakers. It was overtime that they lost. And I just think that Memphis will rally, play better at home. Bench players usually play better at home. And they get a win. And they extend the series.
I do think they win tonight. I think that LeBron, even though he overcame it in tremendous fashion, I do think he was pacing himself because he was a bit worn out with the one-day rest. Of course, they only have one day rest now. So I think he's going to pace himself again. We'll see if it's close or if they need him to try to take over in the fourth. We'll see if he will or can. But I'm with you. I do think – I don't know about a blowout. It could be. Wouldn't be surprised to see a blowout.
But when I say blowout, I'm talking about more than 10 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know,
which
a game
today,
could be close.
That doesn't mean it's right. Right.
Right. And then you finish
to win
with
10.
Six straight points and you win by 12. You know, it could be that kind of game.
Like some of those games in the Phoenix Clippers series.
Right.
Virtually all of them are close, but they won several by double figures. Yeah, I think the only way – the Lakers win, say, in a rout or win easily is, Rob, if Memphis is just not there psychologically. If they've
thrown
in the towel.
Or they shoot 6 for 35 like they did the other night.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a great shooting team from three-point land. They're one of the worst in the league, which that's why I didn't think they'd win the West, although I thought they'd win this series. But I just think that there's a lot of series, you know when the other team is better. I bet... Minnesota didn't want to admit it, but at one point, at least some of their players probably were like, yeah, Denver, they're just better than us this year. I don't think Memphis has any reason to be at that point, Rob. Like you said, they got to feel like, look, we should have won game 4. We could be tied 2-2,
coming
and we
back
beat
for game
them
5.
Once without our best player.
Yep.
Right, so they got to feel like they still may feel like they're the better team, even with their injuries. And so I would think that they come out confident, that they come out. I think Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., Rob, have big games. Neither of them was great in game 4. This is their season, obviously. It's
right.
Down 3-1.
And there's certain teams. Yeah, when you can be closed out. We saw the Hawks. Didn't we see that? And that was in Boston. They could have been closed out. That was a big win. I'm not saying they're going to win the series, but they were not going to be closed out. And that was on the road. And they had a big game, big shot by Trae Young.
Say what you want about Trae, Rob. He is there for the bright lights. And I like
that.
That
was a big shot.
Because there's some guys that aren't.
Some guys aren't. They don't want that, Chris. They don't want that smoke.
Absolutely. He wants it. LeBron himself said the closeout game is the toughest. So We'll see. It's going to be an interesting game tonight. Eddie House around the corner. We'll ask him about this and more NBA stuff. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome in our man, the NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Eddie House. Eddie, what up, brother?
Eddie.
What's happening? How y'all doing?
We are good. We wait for this Lakers-Grizzlies game to start. But I want to ask you about the other one that's going on right now. First, the Knicks and the Cavaliers. Knicks, of course, the underdog, the 5 seed, and the Cleveland was the 4 seed. But the Knicks can close them out tonight and jumped on them early in Cleveland, Eddie. Now it's getting close. They're up 31-26, the Knicks. But how surprised are you by the Knicks? And do you think they go ahead and close out, win this series? And are they dangerous in that next round?
Are they dangerous in the next round is probably the best question. And that remains to be seen. But as far as what the Knicks are doing, I'm not surprised that Thibodeau has them playing the way he does. I think the Knicks' defense have been really good, especially against Donovan Mitchell at times, Garland at times. It's almost like they're picking and choosing how to stop these guys and at the right time. I think Jalen Brunson has been phenomenal. Like, when he signed that deal, I was like, man, wait, $100 million? And that's no disrespect at all. It was just like, that's kind of a lot of money for a guy that was not really a featured guy anywhere, but it paid dividends. You know, obviously, everybody knew what they were doing. He came in and got a whole lot better. To me, the most improved player in the NBA from last year to this year. Not scared of any moment. But, like, okay, so now if they got to play the Bucks or the Heat, you know, is that a – you remember the old Heat rivalry and Knicks rivalry that was going on?
Oh, yeah.
So how great would that be for that to be renewed if that would be the case that it would go? And to me, that would be one of those – dog fights. And so to answer your second question, I don't know. I think the matchups, and it all depends on how they continue to play. Are they going to continue to build on this, or are they just satisfied with winning in the first round and surprising people? Because I actually thought Cleveland was a better team. I thought that Cleveland just had more firepower, and it's just not panning out like that.
How about the Milwaukee Bucks and their situation? That was a big loss. They had a double-digit lead. They let the Heat come back and beat them, you know, and having Giannis back. Where are the Bucks? Because it looks dire to me.
They're in deep waters, and they are in trouble, right? Okay, so the one thing about the playoffs, we all know that teams get an opportunity to hone in on every weakness that you have, and they will exploit that on the offensive and defensive end. And there's not a better organization that does that to me than the Miami Heat. Being a part of the Heat organization for 4 years, I know the preparation that goes into these playoff games. I know you get a big binder, catalog looking binder, full of all the information that you need as far as plays, as far as tendencies, as far as percentages on tendencies, and everything that you need to be a successful a basketball player and to be the best version. They will have you over-prepared. If there's ever such thing as being over-prepared, which is not, Miami has you over-prepared for every opponent. So it's not surprising. And, you know, with Giannis not being 100%, that definitely changes the game, you know. So I look at it like, if Miami gives them life, it could tilt the scales, and all of a sudden the pressure becomes on Miami and not so much on Milwaukee. So that's a very interesting game to be paying attention to, and I'm gonna be locked in.
Let me ask you about the Suns. They closed out the Clippers last night. Clippers just decimated by injuries, without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. A lot of people are concerned about the minutes that Durant and Chris Paul and Devin Booker are logging. Durant and Booker are averaging the most minutes in the playoffs. They're both well over 40. Let me ask you this, though, because they kind of brushed it off, CP3 and KD, the other day. How big of a difference is, say, three minutes in an NBA game. I mean, the difference between a guy averaging 41 minutes and, say, 38 or 37 minutes, a lot of media people would be alarmed at that and say, oh, my gosh, wow. Is that that big of a difference to players?
No, you got to think in 3 minutes, how many possessions are really happening in those 3 minutes? A handful of possessions each way, you know, all depending on how the game is going. I think it depends on the player as well. If you're a player that's constantly having to fight over pick and rolls, or you're constantly put in pick and roll or pin down situations where you're chasing a guy off, yeah, that could wear you down a little bit more. But if you're a guy that's not really involved in them, or you're not asked to actually make those type of plays on a regular basis, I don't think it will really make that much of a difference. But now the guys you're talking to are guys that are doing that.
Right.
Chris Paul being long. So I think the concerning part, Chris, would be Chris Paul is a little longer in the tooth, right? He's on the back end of his career, playing fantastic. Kevin Durant has been coming off has been injured every single season since injuring himself in the NBA Finals. He's getting up there in age as well. Not extremely old. And, I mean, you can't tell it by his play. Neither one of them, you can't tell it by their play. But it is. And those things could possibly come back to bite you late, you know, because I seen it last year with the Celtics. I felt like the Celtics did everything that they could do. And they're a younger team. They played well, right, but it looked like they started running out of gas at the time that they needed to have the most. So it can be something that's concerning. But to me, you got three highly with high basketball IQs and guys that understand how to play the game, and they've been around for a while. So I don't think it's that much of a problem.
We know you bleed Celtics green. You call a lot of their games. What are you concerned about them? I mean, look, I don't think anybody really thinks Atlanta's going to win this series, but that was a bad loss last night. Do you think this is, you know, something to really be concerned about if you're a Celtics fan?
I think it's not a panic mode, okay? It's not something where you're like, oh, my God, the sky is falling. But it is something that has happened this season. So it's alarming. You know, it is alarming. It's something that, okay, when are you guys going to learn? Because against Brooklyn, they went up 28 points, blew that game. They were up 19 against Utah, blew that game. They were up 15, I believe, against the Knicks, blew that game. They were up double figures twice against the Cavs and blew those games. So now, instead of it just being something where you're like, wait, is this an accident or is this starting to become a habit, right? And I feel like they get comfortable, right, and bored with success. And that's what's alarming is the killer instinct or lack thereof a killer instinct. You have somebody down to close them out. You up double figures in the fourth quarter. Go ahead and smash them. Get them out the way. Get your rest and get ready for the next series. Instead, now you got to go back to Atlanta. That place is going to be rocking. You give them life. Trae Young has woke up. Right, DeJounte Murray's gonna come back. He's gonna be playing. You know, role players play better. Think about Game 3, how Bogdanovich had 15 points. Sadiq Bey came in. I think he chipped in about 15. So now you got an issue. So you got to go out there. You got to take the crowd out the game. Like I said, it's alarming. I'm not concerned, but I am alarmed. Like, it does make you say, "Hey, wait. Well, you guys got to get this together now." You know what I mean? And tomorrow's going to tell me a whole lot about this team, like how they respond to that. Because for the most part, they've responded unbelievably all season long to situations like this.
Hey, Eddie, one last thing for me on. I want to ask you about Westbrook with the Clippers. And to me, he reinvented himself or revalued himself by how he played with the Clippers, whereas when he was with the Lakers, people were like, who would want him or what's going on? And he says he wants to come back to the Clippers, even though there might be more money elsewhere. Does he fit with the Clippers, and should he stay with them?
I think he should. I think he found a – I mean, he's obviously from L.A., but
right,
as far as the Clippers, a change of scenery, just think. He was in L.A. already. He was in Los Angeles.
Right.
But he had on purple and gold, and what a difference a uniform makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
A change of scenery for somebody to go out there and just – like you said, I won't say he reinvented himself. He just found his old self, right?
Right.
He went back to being Russ, being comfortable, being out there, playing basketball, and having fun doing it. I think it was so much pressure in L.A. with what comes with the Laker mystique and everything else. And it was just and it wasn't a right fit. I didn't think none of – we all talked about it at the beginning of the year when he went over. We were like, those pieces just don't fit. Right. They just don't fit. So I think he fits with the Clippers. T-Lou loves him, it sounds like. The Clippers got bigger problems than trying to keep Russ. What are you going to do with Kawhi Leonard? You know, what are you going to do with Paul George? Because it's like when you need them the most, they're not there. And it's not like you're saying that they just low management on this. They have genuine problems and issues, but these are reoccurring things. So those are things that I think if you're the organization that you're going to have to reevaluate. But Russ coming back, I think that's a no-brainer.
One word answer because we're up against it, Eddie. Do the Lakers close it out tonight?
I think they close. Yeah, they get it. They get it done tonight. LeBron on another level.
All right, that's our man Eddie House, NBA champion. Thank brother. Thank you.
All right, thank you, man. Y'all take care.
Yep. Rob Parker has bad news for an NBA favorite. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
I was wrong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. It is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome. Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, right, here we go. Shekel City, Chris. My best bet is going to be the Warriors, the Kings, plus two. I know Fox has the splint. They're playing in Sacramento. They just lost the last two games in San Francisco. So the Golden State Warriors are favorite, but only by 2 points. It says a lot. So I'm going to pick the Kings plus two, Chris. I think they win the game outright.
All right.
Milwaukee Bucks are hosting the Heat. Milwaukee's 12.5-point favorites, Chris, at home. I get it. You know, it's a closeout game. Nobody expected them to go down in five games, and especially losing at home when people were thinking they were going to get to the finals, right? So it's hard to believe. But in these series, when the Bucks are down 3-1, they're 0-10. I'm not only saying that the Heat, Chris, will cover the 12.5. The Heat win! They win the game and extinguish the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wow.
Okay? Now, that's stepping out there, Chris, all right? I'm stepping
that
out
is.
There.
I
and
think
finally, a little baseball.
Off the cliff.
Yes, I got the Angels hosting the putrid Oakland A's, and I got the Angels and the A's, Chris. I'm taking the under 9.5. The Angels will score runs. I'm not so sure about the A's. 9.5 is a lot of runs in Anaheim. I'm going to say it's under. And it might be 9-0 Angels, but it ain't going to be 10.
Wow.
So I got the under there. And then again, I'm taking the Kings plus 2 points against the Warriors. I think they win. And I have the Heat plus 12.5 against the Bucks, and I think they win. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
So tell us why about the Heat. I think Bucks win tonight. They're at home. Their backs are against the wall. As you said, they were favored to win the East for sure. And obviously a lot of people think they win the whole thing. Why are you so certain that Miami wins this game?
Off of last game and Jimmy Butler, I just think what they were able to do there to turn that around, that was Milwaukee getting Giannis back. They had a big double-digit lead, Chris, in the fourth quarter or late in the second half of that game. That should have been the game where they turn on the switch and they become the Bucks that people thought. And Giannis had a good game, Chris.
Yeah,
and it's not like he didn't play poorly. That's what's scary, is that he played well and they lost in a game that they really needed. That was something for me. And I know these guys have nothing to do. These teams met before and they got beat by the Heat the last time.
And a
right?
lot when of these players are
supposed
the same.
To. Yeah, on that one. That's what I'm saying. But in their
in
history,
the
they're 0-10 in their history. But the last time in the bubble in 2000. A lot of these guys did it to the Bucks again, and this might be the same thing. Maybe the Bucks just aren't the team we thought they were. And if they were, Chris, I think they would have won that game 4, which they really needed, and they didn't do it. I'm going to pick Miami to just put the Bucks out of their misery.
Look, Miami may win the series, and I'm not saying they definitely will, but they may. Obviously, they got a big lead, but I think the Bucks are still the better team. And heck, Rob, Miami's even without Tyler Hero. This is a, and I get it, Giannis, they'll always be able to say this, and it is true. Giannis missed, what, 2 of the games? Right, really 2.5, because he was injured in game 1. But still, they had him there. Like you said, they had the big lead. They blew
he
it.
He played
in game
well.
4,
yep.
And this would be a colossal failure for this team. And Rob, they're going to have to look at the coach if this happens, Mike Budenholzer.
Even though they won a championship a couple years ago.
Frank Vogel, right, won a championship.
He's unemployed.
Fired.
Yep.
Nick Nurse won a the only championship in Toronto history.
He's fired.
He's gone. And I'm just saying, like, and maybe I want to see some adjustments from Budenholzer tonight. Because Jimmy Butler was in the midst of going for 56.
And they couldn't do anything.
Surrounded by a bunch of undrafted players. Not all, but a lot of them. Kyle Lowry's older, past his prime. And then a lot of the guys, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. They're undrafted.
Who?
And you're
not
doubling Jimmy Butler. They doubled him, I think, four times, Rob.
In the entire game?
How? Yes. He had 21 in the first quarter.
Now that,
so you knew he was hot. That makes no sense. That's what I'm talking about, Rob.
That's coaching. That's coaching. And you have to make Matt Strus or all these other people, Chris, make them beat you. Make them make shots. Make them make shots.
What did the Warriors do in game four? They said, look, De'Aaron Fox is not going to beat us. If Harrison Barnes hits this three, God bless him. But there's no way we letting De'Aaron Fox beat us. And it worked out for them. And they should have taken them, like you said, make Strus, Vincent, make them hit shots. So they're going to have to look at that. And so we'll see. Big game for the Bucks tonight. I think they win. Rob thinks they lose. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.